Radio check.
Sir, KB2HXS.
XS. Yeah, just hooked this little jewel up. It's a Yaesu 857D, and how's the audio sound on it?
A little scratchy, but not bad. I'm working on a 706 Mach 2G right now, so I'm just on the internal speaker, so it's not a real good judge of that.
Really, a 706 Mach 2G, and what's your name?
My name here is Dave. We're out of Florida, out of Vero Beach, Florida, and I was talking to a couple of guys earlier, and we're checking the area out. We're going to move up here. Hopefully the next couple of months, as soon as our houses sell.
Yeah, I think that was me you were talking to. I'm Steve, and I'm KN4BWA, and you jumped in with Bill and Dave and a couple other guys?
Exactly. Yes, exactly. I got a question, if you don't mind. You got a few minutes to chit-chat, or you got to go off?
I am at your disposal, and I am a font of knowledge.
Font of knowledge, oh my God. Yeah, I was the one that said I could be a real pain in the butt to everybody when I come up, so I'll be a thorn in your side. Anyway, just kind of get my feel way around of the ham radio clubs and anybody that might work on radios or possibly a radio store or anything like that. Anything in the area, or am I kind of subject to the ham radio outlet online deal?
As far as supplies, there's not a ham radio store. HRO has a store in Atlanta, and I think there is a limited outlet in Charlotte. Charlotte's about 90 miles. HRO in Atlanta is about 150 miles. But we do have what's called the Wireman. I don't know if you ever heard of them or not. They do online sales for antennas, wire antennas and wire and accessories. And they don't sell radios, but they do have power supplies and switches and every kind of accessory you can think of.
That sounds good. Yeah, eventually, like I say, we're kind of scouting out the area. We're actually going to be meeting with our realtor probably in about less than an hour. We're going to sit and chit-chat with her for a little while, and tomorrow we're going to be out and about with her, kind of a little scouting out where we want to move to, you know. I'm an air conditioning tech in Florida. I want to try and move up here and find a company to work for.
Wow, sounds like fun. What kind of price range are you looking at? What area are you looking?
I guess from Traveler's Rest and then kind of go east a little bit between here and Spartanburg, I guess. Right now, we're just leaving Taylor's, heading back into Traveler's Rest to go meet with our realtor.
A real hot and growing area is Reedville. And anything between Greer and Spartanburg is growing like crazy. There's lots of good stuff going up around Gallinsville, and that's between Greenville and Spartanburg. And down around Simpsonville, it's growing like crazy down there. Anywhere along the east side or southeast side of Greenville is great. And if you go west towards Easley, between Easley and Highway 153 is a real good area. It's real nice, good schools, all that good stuff. So I don't think you could go wrong in either of those areas that I just mentioned. So, hey, welcome to the area. And as far as radio clubs, if you do go to the east side of Greenville or even into Traveler's Rest, with Greer Amateur Radio Club. Look them up online. It's a good bunch of folks. We're fixing to have a field day. And it's just a really good bunch of guys.
Yeah, we're looking really for a little bit older community. Maybe, you know, house with a little bit of acreage, you know, a couple, 2-3 acres, kind of away from people. And I don't want zero lot lines. I don't want HOAs, you know. Older home is okay, kind of thing, you know. I'm a pretty handy guy. I can. I don't want to rebuild the house. I just don't want to. I don't want one falling apart, you know. But that's what we're looking for. I don't want to be in like a neighborhood situation where I can reach out the window and shake my neighbor's hand.
Man, you're describing me right down to the ground. I just left Greer, and I'm sitting on 8 acres, about 4 miles south of Highway 11, just out of Inman. So let me make a suggestion to you. That type of home with a few acres, if you take as a center point Greer, and you draw an arc like a compass, draw an arc through Spartanburg north to Highway 14. Anywhere in those areas, you're going to find just about exactly what you're looking for. A little bit of property, decent homes, not brand new, but in nice shape.
Yeah, I believe Greer is one of the areas you're looking at. I appreciate that. I appreciate that very much. But, this way I can throw an antenna up anywhere I want and have to worry about getting, you know, any kind of complaints from the HOA or neighbors or anything.
K4BWA. Yeah, I know what you mean, because I left a neighborhood in Greer, the Greer Country Club area over there, and it's nice homes. But I wanted to downsize. I had 3-story, 3,100 square foot on 6/10 of an acre. And like you said, I'm a country boy, and I just felt closed in. So, like I said, I'm over here off of New Cut Road, just south of Highway 11. I've got 8 acres, and I can step out on the back porch in my underwear, and nobody will ever know or care.
Okay, that's like a vision I don't need. My gosh. Yeah, maximum maybe 3 to 5 acres maximum, you know, with a, you know, like a one-level house with a basement, a barn maybe out back, I don't know. But yeah, we're going to be poking around. I appreciate it. KB2HX says mobile.
Well, like I said, welcome to the area, and when you get settled in up here, get with pretty much any of the guys on the east side of Greer and all that, and we'll point you in the right direction as far as the Greer Amateur Radio Club. Like I said, a great bunch of guys fixing to do a field day. They do all kinds of projects like Arduinos, and they just got it going on, man. So, well, welcome to the neighborhood. Now, how is my audio? Is it pretty clear?
Yeah, I got a little bit of background. I don't know if you want to call it echo or just, I know you're in a big room. What's the frequency over at the Greer Amateur Radio Club? Is it this one or is there another one?
The Greer Club has a repeater up on the top of Paris Mountain. I generally use this one because this one is up on the top of Caesar's Head Mountain. That's at 3,500 feet. And this covers a much larger area. This one right here is pretty much the big repeater for this area. Even though there are, you know, a little bit better ones in the area, but they just don't cover the area.
I've been driving around. We just left Taylor's, coming on like Highway 253 and 290 and back into Travelers, and haven't lost a repeater yet. So this ain't bad.
Oh, yeah, it's strong. I've talked on this repeater all the way into Columbia and all the way up into Asheville, back around to Tocoa, Georgia, all over in there, Clemson. It gets out real good because of the altitude. There's only one in the area that does any better, and that's Mount Mitchell, and it's up at 6,500 and something feet.
Oh, my gosh. I'm going to have fun up here. All right, my friend, let me get out of here. We're heading into town here, and we will catch you again. I'm sorry I forgot your first name, and I can't retain the calls, but KB2HX has to be listening out for a bit.
Roger, roger. Well, like I said, welcome to the area, and come on up, get settled in. I hope you enjoy the area. and give us a holler when you're ready to try to go into one of the club meetings, and we'll get you right in there. So enjoy 73s. Hope everything works out for you. You find exactly what you want. KN4VWA, Steve in Inman, clear.
KM4VWA, I believe. KB2HXS. Thanks, Steve. We'll talk to you again. We're going to be here till Sunday, by the way, so I'll be in a thorn in someone's side before we leave.
Roger. Well, hey, just hit me about 8:10. Later on. Clear.
KB2HXS. Out.